As lawmakers continue to tinker with the state budget, regents from the University of Wisconsin system are calling for more money for higher education to help retain talent and repair aging campus buildings.
The UW system has been faced with the loss of some high-profile faculty and staff as some of them leave the state in search of more stability, more competitive pay, and better research facilities.
Karen Herzog joins us now. She's the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you, Veronica.
Karen, where are we in the budget process right now?
Well, the Joint Finance Committee is the first step of the process for coming to a full budget. The budget still has to go through the rest of the legislature, and that is expected to happen sometime later this month. There are some things that have not been decided yet, even at that level, the Joint Finance Committee level, that is the budget writing level. For capital projects, as you mentioned, the projects that need to be done to facilities at UW system campuses, and also the pay proposal for raises for faculty and staff, that is still something. There have been some signals telegraphed that perhaps there might be some money, but how much is an unknown factor at this point.
How much are regents asking for from the UW for these building repair projects and also raises for staff and faculty?
Well, the building projects, that was a really big ask, and clearly everything that the regents requested, they're not going to get. There's $100 million in what's called all agency funding that's significant, and that appears to be looking good at this point. That's for those repairs, for those smaller ticket items that you have some significant things happening on campuses. UWM, for example, has a chemistry building with some safety issues where there's concern that, you know, students aren't even safe in that building with the fume hoods that aren't working correctly. But all in all, I think the governor had suggested a much smaller amount than what the UW system requested, and it has yet to be determined how much will come forward.
And in terms of raises for faculty at the university, what is the ask there?
Well, the ask there is 2% increase each of the next 2 years in the biennium, and that would cost about $78 million. And the UW system traditionally pays 30% of any state pay plan increase. And that would be about $23 million. And they're saying, we want the state to fully fund this, and that we're not talking tuition money involved here. This would be strictly from the employee compensation reserve. They want the state to fund it because they've had a freeze in tuition, which is their other main source of income. And they're saying that, you know, if we have to do all this ourselves, it's going to cost us a lot more. And other state agencies get full funding for state pay plan increases.
And so in terms of the ongoing story about retention of especially high-profile faculty in the university system, what are regents saying about how the UW is doing at keeping faculty on board here?
Well, it varies by campus. UW-Madison has had some high-profile losses, no doubt about it, but they also have resources to try to retain faculty. They have additional money that they can put into research packages to try to retain faculty. They have more resources, although they would tell you that they're very concerned. It's the other campuses, especially the comprehensives, that just can't afford to put more money into faculty salaries to keep them. The faculty turnover the end of last academic year, not the current one, but the last one, ranged from 5.3% at UW-Madison to 13.3% at UW-Superior. And faculty salaries, the peer gap, as other universities around the country have given raises, averaging the cost of inflation 2%, generally speaking, while UW has been flat or there have been really small raises over the last 10 years. But the average pay gap is about 18% behind the peer institutions.
And to be clear, this money requested by the UW Regents for salary increases, it's not to retain faculty who may have a job offer somewhere else to keep them here. It's across the board to lift the salaries of the entire faculty and staff. Is that correct?
Well, not necessarily. Initially, it did sound like that, but it would be across the board. But since then, there have been discussions that what would happen is that pool of money would be given to chancellors at each campus. And then those chancellors would have the discretion to decide who got the raises based on performance. They would have to come up with a way to allocate the money. So it wouldn't be everybody. It would be based on performance. And performance is something we hear a lot about at the UW systems. Funding, general funding for its operating budget also will be partially performance-based.
We're talking with Karen Herzog right now, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's with us to talk about the UW Regents calling on lawmakers to invest more in the UW system for building repairs and for raises for faculty and staff. And Karen, looking at those building repairs, you mentioned some at the UW campus. Are there others in the system that were highlighted at this Regents meeting?
There are a lot of buildings that are kind of waiting in the queue, and one of the concerns is that things get more expensive the more you put them off. Chemistry building is a high priority for UWM. Some of the campuses are getting money for their residence halls. UWM is getting some money to renovate Sandberg Hall. There's some repair work going on at residence halls in UW-Madison. Platteville had some pretty significant requests as well, wanting to increase their profile in engineering and sciences. There's probably every campus has a project or more, well, several projects. I think there were a total of 29 major projects that were in the initial ask of like $795 million. And then the governor had suggested that he could see fit to fund $128 million of that $794 million.
And Karen, looking at some lingering question marks over the forthcoming UW budget, what is the latest on Governor Walker's request for tuition cuts?
The tuition cut didn't really strike a chord with even Republican lawmakers. There was certainly an interest in holding the line on tuition, and that is what the Joint Finance Committee voted to do, would be to freeze tuition for the next 2 years. The 5% cut that the governor had recommended did not go through, and I think it's pretty likely that we will see a continued tuition freeze. Tuition has been frozen since 2013, so 4 years, going on to the next 2 years.
And what about the possible impact of possible federal cuts on the university system?
The big concern is research. Non-defense discretionary spending in President Trump's budget was cut $479 billion, It was a $57 billion decrease. While defense spending was going to be increased. So institutional support, research funds like from the National Institutes for Health, National Science Foundation, there's concern about that kind of funding. There's also a concern for students in financial aid. There was a proposal to eliminate subsidized loans. And subsidized loans are loans that the government pays the interest while students are in college, and they don't have to start paying interest on their loans until after they graduate. There's different types of federal loans. That's the most attractive one. It saves you the most money while you're in college. That, if that is eliminated, that would be a huge cost for a lot of students.
And Karen, before we let you go, the atmosphere between lawmakers and university officials and regents, there's been some tension here in this relationship over the last couple of years over the budget and other issues. How has that evolved as we go into this next budget cycle?
It's noticeably gotten better. The previous budget, there was so much tension because there was still the after effects of the mistrust over some cash balances that had been held over by UW system campuses. I think that trust is starting to be rebuilt, and things seem to be going more smoothly this time around.
Karen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
Karen Herzog is the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she joined us today to talk about UW Regents calling on lawmakers to invest more in the UW system to retain talent.